Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Camp Rainbow Connection, our focus this morning, and we're going to introduce you to something at least that I had never heard of, and can't wait to do that. Camp Rainbow Connection, our focus with Vicki Butler and Rob Billingsley. I think you both are at Fredericksburg United Methodist.
That's
we are.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So as I've heard you chat back and forth, I have gathered that. Great to have you guys here. Camp Rainbow Connection, talk about it. Like I said, until I started looking into this a few days ago, I had never heard of it.
Wow.
Last year was my first year, so I think Vicki can give us a very detailed and illuminating history of Camp Rainbow Connection.
You've got an hour, Vicki.
I will just try, and I will not take the entire hour.
Although you could.
I could. So Camp Rainbow Connection was founded 41 years ago. And it was part of a week-long respite camp for individuals with intellectual disabilities. At that time, it was 1985, and the camp was took place at Westview on the James, and it also only had at that time about 25 campers. We are now at about 40 as our max. We used to also have two camp sessions when we were meeting at the retreat center in Blackstone, which is no longer in existence, and COVID hit, and so that interrupted, and now we're just down to 1 week at a time, one session per summer in July, and we do hope at some point to get back to that two-week session, but right now we're holding strong at 1 week in July. We also celebrated our 40th anniversary last year with a big, huge Christmas in July. We did a day of that, and we invited some of the old volunteers back to celebrate with us.
What a great idea, though, because there are camps in the summer for, you know, everything. There and to have something like this for adults with disabilities. What a great idea.
Yes.
It is for adults. I tend to refer to the campers as kids, but they're not kids.
No.
They're adults. And I was attracted to this because I've got an older brother who was permanently brain damaged in an automobile accident when we were kids. He would not have the ability to attend a camp like this. But I saw the effort that my parents put out over the years to take care of him. And one of the great things about camp is not only the joy that the campers experience and look forward to every year, but it's the opportunity for the caregivers, their parents or whoever the caregivers are, to have a break.
Right. That was my first thought when I saw this.
And that's fantastic.
And that is the mission, is to give caregivers some respite and to give the campers an opportunity to just be with their peers, with people they've known, and meet new people and just be as independent and playful and happy as they can be.
Rob, you mentioned about your brother not being able to do this. I would think that a camp like this, that you probably do have some guidelines of who can. You probably have to meet certain criteria.
Right.
You do. You have to meet certain criteria about billing, ability to go to the bathroom, I guess, take care of some basic hygiene.
Daily living skills have to be in place. Now, if somebody requires assistance, for say, in the shower with what shampooing, we can provide that with another adult present. But we really want the campers to be able to move about. We do have campers that use rollators, and they are able to participate. But we do need campers to be ambulatory and to, for the most part, have all their daily living skills in place.
Well, Vicki, to have this for now 41 years, obviously, it's has staying power, and this has become a powerful thing,
yes.
I would think.
One of the things is that we were a part of the Commission on Disabilities through the United Methodist Church Virginia Conference, and just until about November of 2024, we became an incorporated independent organization as the conference was pulling away from those activities, supporting those activities. So we are now in the business of gathering support, fundraising, and just trying to stay alive. And so far, so good.
Yep.
We'll talk about we're going to take a break and we'll come back and talk about that, of how the community can get involved in, you know, financially, and I guess even volunteers. And these to add another week to this, you need volunteers and money.
Absolutely.
So we'll get into all that when we come back. Vicki Butler, Rob Billingsley here this morning. Camp Rainbow Connection, crcva.org. Great website. It'll give you all kinds of information in the background of Camp Rainbow Connection. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
It is a Camp Rainbow Connection, our focus this morning. crcva.org if you want to find out more about this. A week-long camp for adults with intellectual disabilities. Rob Billingsley and Vicki Butler here. Rob, I did notice one side thing before we get back, that you're wearing your Apple Watch. You've got a lot more steps to get in today. The activity level there is a little low.
Pretty low,
so
pretty low.
I'm worried about that.
I did have Pilates class at 6 o'clock this morning, so I've been up for an hour and working out for an hour.
Okay.
And I go every Friday morning at 6 a.m., so here we are.
Vicki, you've got a passion for this and know a lot about it, hence you're here this morning.
Right.
But what got you involved with the camp?
Well, I initially became involved. I, too, knew nothing about it, but Allison Fravel and Amanda and Jesse Croak, who have been attending for many years because their father and grandfather was an active volunteer, told me about it several years ago. Now 15 years ago, I think I've been going. And they approached me because they did know my background. They knew I had a sister that was born with Down syndrome. And as a retired social worker, they knew I had a passion for working with those with disabilities or challenges in their lives. So they said, this would be perfect. You would love it. So I came. I went, and I fell in love. And that was it. I started. And I haven't stopped.
Every summer, out a week.
Every summer. This summer, I will only be able to go part-time because I'll be taking a little vacation, but I will be there for the first half of camp.
The camp takes place, I think I saw, Richard Bland College in Petersburg?
Yes. We are now at Richard Bland College, fortunately, and we just signed our contract, so we are official. And they provide, it's a perfect setup. We have the dormitories that we have a floor for the females and a floor for the males, and they provide all of the food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They provide the facilities for all of our activities. We have morning activities and afternoon activities and evening activities. So it is a full day of camp, and we are all ready for bed when it's time.
Oh, I bet. It goes for a week, and I can't imagine how grateful, like you said, the caregivers, the parents or the caregivers.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, they do. And there are oftentimes, we do encourage that if you have the time and you want to connect with campers throughout the year, you can send cards, you can write to them. Many of them have our Facebook accounts, and they might just call us up on Facebook and we chat and communicate. Rob did spend some time with one of our campers over the summer. You and Anna.
I should mention that the volunteers are assigned a sort of a buddy. So a camper, you're assigned one-on-one, and so you're responsible for making sure where they are, making sure they get to the programming and things like that. And the setup in the evening is you're in a suite, so everyone has their own room. Volunteer staff and the campers each have their own individual bedroom, and then you're responsible for making sure they get up. The camper I had was fairly unique. I think he's what you would call a savant talkative, and he could remember celebrities' birthdays. You tell him your birthday, he could then recite the birthdays of a half a dozen other people. Very, very interesting. So he lives in Virginia Beach with his parents. And so we've been to Virginia Beach a couple of times and visited with them. And it's really neat to catch up with Tom and his folks.
And just to give you an idea of who comes to camp, you have to be at least 16 and up. And you present with a variety of of disabilities. We have persons who have autism spectrum disorder. We have persons with Down syndrome. We have persons who just have some type of challenge to their everyday abilities and learning. So there is no specific set. It's just a broad spectrum of people who have challenges in their daily lives.
And it sounds like people from state all across the state are coming.
And we even have a camper who's been coming for years when she lived in Virginia. And once she lost both parents, then she moved to live in Colorado with her sister. They fly her in every year. So she is there every year.
Isn't that something?
The amazing thing to me was not only do we have campers that come year after year after year, but volunteer staff too. Vicki mentioned she'd been there 15 years.
Yeah.
I was struck by how many individuals have been there
plus.
Every year,
yeah.
Practically.
Yeah.
And it's really neat to see. And so it's sort of like a family reunion for both the campers and the staff when everyone gets together.
Well, Rob, both of you are great examples of it. It's one thing to say, "Boy, this is great. Let me write you a check for $50 and leave it at that." But you all are taking, you're going and you're volunteering and you're going for the week and having a great time.
Absolutely,
yeah, it's a lot of fun.
We give to the campers, but I think there's not one volunteer that will say you walk away more filled than you were before.
I agree.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I know doing a lot of things in working with the folks with the Rappahannock Adult Activities, and they'll talk about how when they take people out into the community, how you don't have to be afraid and wonder how you're going to communicate. Mm-hmm. It all works out, and you can make lasting friendships.
Absolutely.
And relationships.
One of the neat things for me, one of the most popular events during the camp, and I guess they do this every year, is the talent show for the campers. I remember when I was younger, I would have been scared to death to get on stage and do anything. But these campers, every one of them, hop up on stage and do something. It's maybe it's karaoke, maybe it's dancing, but they've got no fear at all. They look forward to it. My camper is, by the end of last year's camp, already identified the song that he was going to do this year.
And
the campers and the staff are so enthusiastic
and
so they get a lot out of that, and I thought that was fantastic.
The talent
show is one of the highlights,
and the campers, when they are getting ready to pack up and leave on Thursday evening, they have already identified what they're doing next year. I mean, they're already ready for next year.
The other big event that they look forward to every year is a dance. We have a dance at the end that's held in a gym
in the barn.
They call it a barn. It's sort of a gym, and the staff decorates that with whatever the theme of the week is. And the campers come prepared. They come with the party clothes, and they're looking forward to that.
Their props,
it's a lot of fun.
Whatever it is they're going to use, and they are ready, dressed up. We give them corsages for the ladies, and the guys have
boutonnieres.
And they come, this is like their prom, and we make a big deal. They come on stage, they pose under the decoration that, and we snap their pictures.
I can't imagine how excited they must be, even probably now, as you know, all of a sudden when you start looking ahead and when this comes in July.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just the memories that you help create, both for volunteers and for those that and the friendships, like you said earlier, the friendships that they with each other, the friendships all around, whether it's it's you remembering who the person, Rob, you had last year, or just even the campers themselves.
Yeah, the friendships, even the volunteer friendships that are made, we're like a family. All of us are like a big family, campers and volunteers. And this year, we have had a bit of sad news that I feel like I need to share. Our nurse of many, many years, she volunteered with us for years in the arts and crafts area, and then became a nurse. I can't tell you how many, but she's been our nurse for many, many years. She passed away just this week, and so this is going to be difficult for us to process with campers. So we're trying, ourselves are trying to process that. But She was just vital. So we do make sure we have medical staff available because many of our campers are on medications mm-hmm. and need to be monitored. And also staff are on medications that have to be monitored. So we do have medical staff available 24/7.
We're going to, in the next half of the show, we're going to talk about financially how people can get involved. But obviously to make this work too, you need people such as yourselves, volunteers. When did you decide, Rob, to finally, because you must have known, have you known about it?
Well, I knew about Camp Rainbow, but I think because I have intellectual disabilities of my own, Vicki naturally thought of me as perhaps as a camper, but then eventually decided that maybe I'd be more appropriate as a volunteer that I could relate to these campers. And so I agreed after my wife did. Anna twisted my arm. And I sort of reluctantly said, okay, realizing that my brother would have benefited from something like this. And so I went and just had a fantastic time. There was no question we were going to go back again next year. I don't know whether we'll last 15 years, given our advanced age. But nevertheless, it was a lot of fun. We could use more, particularly guys.
Yes.
We have a good cadre of guys now who volunteer, but we can always use more because it's one-on-one, and I think we have more women volunteers than men.
We always have more female volunteers. Yeah. So we would love to have more male volunteers so that we can keep that one-to-one ratio.
Right. Yeah. No, that's why it is important to have to be able to see the need, and if whatever your reason,
mm-hmm.
It sounds like you guys all have a great time.
We do.
It's fun.
We really do.
Rob alone would be fun to hang around with for a week.
Well, my camper is well known for baking these delicious cookies, so he comes back every year dozens of cookies
for staff.
And so everybody told me when I was matched with Tom that I was so fortunate because Tom would be bringing in all these cookies. So that's partially, but not entirely, the reason we've been to Virginia Beach a couple times to visit, because we know Tom will have cookies waiting for us.
So are there others? I mean, you two are Fredericksburg United Methodists. Are there other from the church involved?
Yes. At least four others, right?
There's Amanda, Gary, and Allison, all from our church.
Okay.
And all of us, minus Rob, sing in the choir at church. So
Rob, we need to work on that. Before we do this show next year, I want to hear that you're on the choir.
Well, Rainbow Connection gets its name from the Muppet song that was nominated for an Oscar when the Muppet movie came out.
Okay, so the name, that's a great song, too.
Yeah, and because Vicki's a member of the highly acclaimed United Methodist Choir at Fredericksburg.
Oh, she going to sing for us.
I thought she would sing
today. I did not agree to sing with my croaky voice.
Well, her croaky voice would be absolutely appropriate, given that Kermit is a frog.
Yeah.
So I thought this would be appropriate. So go ahead, take it away.
Oh, really? Did you bring the words?
I brought the lyrics on my phone. I'll call them up.
And you're going to join me.
No.
Do we have time for this, really?
I'm not in the
choir. I won't make you do it, Vicki. Okay. But it would be fun. It would be fun. But no, that's really where the name came from?
Well, actually, the origin of the name, I think that was a nice song that was incorporated once the name
came
up.
And I like that you said actually, to try to say, basically to say to Rob, no, Rob, that wasn't it.
That was my assumption, but I haven't been involved nearly as long as Vicki,
I honestly cannot tell you how that name came about, but I do know when Camp Rainbow was formed, again, it was through the Commission on Disabilities with the Virginia Conference. And there was a pastor, I believe it was Jim McClung, who started this whole idea that began. And I think it has to do with just the whole idea of the rainbow and what that represents, the differences in people, mm-hmm. and the connection was put on, and then the song just played right into that title. So.
Yeah. So you don't have to sing the song then, because it may not be.
Because we don't sing it every year. I mean, this is like the Camp Rainbow song that we sing every year, even when we have different themes, which we do have a theme.
Oh, what's the theme this year?
This year's theme is the Great Treasure Hunt. And so we're going to have pirates coming around, and we're going to have treasure chests and all kinds of activities that involve anything and everything to do with a treasure hunt.
That also fits in with the rainbow, the treasure under the rainbow.
Right.
So
yeah.
That works. It works too.
Right.
CRCVA.org. That's the website. That's the website. All kinds of, and it really will give you all kinds of information about how to volunteer. And when we come back, we're going to talk about just financially some of the needs you have and how the community can get involved there. This is a great show. Thank you both for getting up early and coming in and talking about this.
I was already up, so no
big deal. He's the morning person.
No, not necessarily.
Vicki, I'm going to make you a morning person, and by next year, you're going to come in and say, you know what? I got up, and I liked it, and I just want to keep doing it. Vicki Butler, Rob Billingsley here this morning talking about Camp Rainbow Connection, crcva.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's almost 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning as we talk about Camp Rainbow Connection, a week-long camp for adults with intellectual disabilities. It is being held this year at Richard Bland College in Petersburg, and the Great Treasure Hunt is the topic of the camp this year. Rob Billingsley and Vicki Butler here this morning talking about it. You can't but help get excited just talking to you two, because the two of you are really enthusiastic about it, and just the whole concept is such a great thing. And I guess as you've talked, Vicki, about wanting to get it back to where it was before COVID, and even growing it, to do that financially, there you need volunteers, but you also need money to do
that. We need money. It takes a lot to run camp. We pay Richard Bland a pretty amount to have all access to all facilities and have the dining.
Yeah.
And so we do like to do fundraisers, but we also accept donations from any amount. On our website, you will find a donate tab, and it will lead you to several different ways to donate. One of them is via check. Or you can do it electronically, any amount that you are comfortable doing. Or if you want to provide us with the necessary items we need to run camp, we have an Amazon wish list. And that link can also be found on our website. And we, this year, or every year now, since, I don't know how long Amanda's been doing this, since 2000.
Several years
ago. I don't want to get it wrong. Yeah. Amanda Croak, who is also one of our volunteers and will be one of our on-site directors at camp this year, she started a Learn and Serve project in high school. And because her family was so excited about Camp Rainbow, she did it to raise funds for Camp Rainbow. And it's a yard sale. And it's been going on for many, many years. And it is currently going to be held on the 30th of May at Fredericksburg United Methodist Church in Cobbler Hall.
Cobbler Hall is the multi-purpose room at the rear of the building. It's easily accessible. There's free parking in the parking
right
lot.
Back. I was just right there last week for a blood drive.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. Charlotte Street.
Street, the parking lot there. It will begin at 7 and run till 3:30. Or 3 o'clock, somewhere in that hour, folks can donate items to the yard sale starting May 26th up until the 29th from 9 a.m. to 3:30. You have to be responsible for getting all the items in yourself. There will not be people there to help you bring things in. And there will be signs directed where in Cobbler Hall to leave your items. If you want to rent a table because you have items you want to sell for profits for yourself, you pay a minimum of $30 and you'll have a table to sell your own items. Those profits you keep. But anything that's donated to the yard sale, those profits go directly back to the camp.
So this is really a chance for the community to get involved
exactly
that way too.
Yes. Camp Rainbow is not free. The camper fee is $1,000. We ask the campers to pay a minimum of $700. Obviously, some cannot, and we have campers that really can't afford to pay anything. So the importance of donations is to assist and provide scholarship for campers who would love to come but may not be financially able to pay the cost to come to camp.
Yes, we do provide several scholarships every year. So any monies that come in that we can use, you can either designate your donation for scholarships or you can do a general donation to camp. And we use that towards supplies or anything else that we needed.
Boy, what a great cause to get behind, though. And when you hear these stories and just think about just thinking about the families and caregivers.
We had a camper come once who had never done an overnight camp at all.
Oh, wow.
And the parents could not express enough just what it meant that we would have their son come and stay for a week with us. They just were overwhelmed. So, and the caregivers, many of our campers do live in group homes. Those caregivers are also, they can take their vacation, but they have a break as well. But this is really directed for families who need that respite care. And the campers need a break.
Right. Oh, it is. Because I just would think that at times it's just got to be very lonely. That you just feel like there's no end in sight, and yet there's something like this that shows that there's someone who understands.
And if you're living in a home with a caregiver or your parents, you may not realize or recognize that there are other folks like you out there. And coming to camp, all of a sudden you're in a community where there are lots of other people similarly situated and surrounding you with love, and that's fantastic.
I think one of the things for me, I bet, and I'm sure Rob feels the same way, is when you see a camper who appears not to have the ability to do certain things and then watch them do it independently or with minimal assistance, it's one of the most rewarding things.
One of the neat experiences last year for me, I worked on we have different programs throughout the day, throughout the week. I was on a program where we put together bluebird houses, believe it or not. The gentleman on the staff had already pre-drilled the holes for the most part and cut the wood. And what the campers were doing then was taking a power drill and actually screwing the screws in. And there were campers that had never done that and were scared. But we helped them, and they were just they beamed when they were able to stand back and look at their finished product. It was quite a sense of fulfillment and accomplishment on their part, and that was very rewarding for me and everybody who witnessed that.
Absolutely. I was in that same activity, and we donated those bird houses to the Virginia Bluebird Society. We have a mission project every year.
Okay.
So that was our mission project last year, and she said no finer houses had they ever had. They were beautiful houses.
Yeah, the head of the Bluebird Society came down because we gifted the houses to her, and she said they were the best made houses she'd ever seen. So that was kind of neat.
To give you an idea a little bit about what we do during the day. So we have morning activities, afternoon and evening activities, and we're broken down by groups. This year, because our theme is the great treasure hunt, we're using jewels to identify each group name: ruby, emerald, sapphire, and the staff will be fool's gold. Staff always.
I resemble that remark.
But our morning activities will include arts and crafts, music, and science. We have one of our staff members is just a whiz with science projects. So they love the things that they do there. In the afternoon, we have wood shop, which Rob spoke about. We do a fitness class, and then we have a cooking class. And the cooking class is responsible for all of the snacks that we have during our dance on Thursday evening and at night when we close. Sunday evening when they arrive, we will have a service with communion led by a local pastor. We do the talent show on Monday, the treasure hunt on Tuesday, missions on Wednesday, and then the dance on Thursday.
Last year we had a staff talent show, and I think the talent was so lacking that I think they may have discontinued that. That may have been a one and done.
Oh, don't be surprised. Oh, there may be a surprise for staff.
Oh, I think with you there, I could see you could do something. Yeah. As you go through that schedule, though, because I do see that at the end of each day, I'd be worn out.
We are. Campers and staff.
There's always nap time after lunch, and yes, I always look forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not involved in setting up for another activity, you get your nap.
Oh, I'm sure
you get your nap.
Well, since I was a first-time volunteer last year, I think I got napped every day.
Yeah, we let you off easy last year.
I can't count on that this year.
It won't be so easy.
Gotcha.
Well, you might, and you are, as you have described things also, just the pride you must have, especially to see campers begin the week in whatever skills that they've got, even if it's just socialization skills.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. You know, there's different ways to determine, you know, success here. And boy, it must be something.
Even though you're assigned one-on-one to a camper, you're encouraged as volunteers to sit at a different table for every meal. So throughout the course of the week, you really get to know all the campers, and they all have personalities of their own, and it's really fun to bring them out. And that was one of the most rewarding things for me, is to get to know all the campers, yeah, through the week.
And I have to put a plug in for Richard Bland and their dining staff. Because we've been going there now for several years, the dining room staff know our campers know them, and they just love seeing us come. And the interaction between that staff and campers is just wonderful to see.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. This is so much fun. And Vicki, besides the fact that as you talk about this, you're more than just a volunteer who goes down there and enthusiastic. I mean, financially,
yes,
you and your husband have stepped forward.
Yes, we have just independently because of my having a sister with Down syndrome. We wanted to do something in her name to honor her. So this is separate from anything. This is just our private decision to provide a foundation so that people can donate to our foundation to ensure that Camp Rainbow continues. So that's separate from anything that Camp is doing. This is just my husband and I deciding this would be a great way to honor my sister.
So if someone can, I guess, if they can go
they
to
could
the
go to the foundation.
Community foundation and do that. So again, that's
another avenue.
You have jumped into this and just more than just a passing passion.
Yeah. It's just something that really speaks to me. I am a retired social worker who worked in the Stafford County school system with those students who had special needs. So this has been my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I can just imagine how the campers themselves, and the parents would be pretty excited too, but the campers themselves would just really, you know, point to this particular week to go out there and do all that. And you all have, you know, thanks to Fredericksburg United Methodist for making this a priority and to get people involved.
And we have many churches across Virginia that contribute. So if your church or your organization knows nothing about camp and you now know about camp, please feel free to donate your time, your energy, your funds to help us keep going. This is a much needed mission.
And if you think you may be interested in possibly volunteering, you don't have to necessarily do that full bore as I did last year. We encourage people who may be interested to come down maybe for a day and just sort of see what camp is all about.
Sure.
And then maybe you'll be inclined or inspired to join the staff the following year.
As a matter of fact, we have gotten new volunteers through that method. They just came, a friend told them about it, they came and spent the day or the morning or the afternoon to see what it was like and did they think they could actually do it. And we have gotten new volunteers every year because of that.
Well, the person who set this interview, who first pitched this idea to me and then came this morning and was in the background, she was telling me that she's going to get involved.
She came last year and just visited. One of our campers invited her to come. And so she came and spent the day with us. She was a natural, and so she's volunteering with us this year, and just very recently, as of this week, I had encouraged her to apply to be on our board of directors. She did, and she will be invited to be a board.
See, this is for anybody. This isn't just a Fredericksburg United Methodist Church thing.
Or any
number. This is for anybody. If you want to get involved, this is a great outreach to the community.
This is what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is a community. This is what we're trying to do. Get the word out more. I mean, we've been around for 41 years, and I'm just still amazed at how many people do not know about Camp Rainbow.
No, at first I looked at I had to look at the full name because I had known the premise of it. But there are a number of camps that have a similar name. That do different things,
right.
And I knew what this one was geared for. So
right.
I'm so glad you came in and we were able to talk about this because there's nothing like this.
No.
I think that's the thing that just stood out when I first heard for mm-hmm. adults with intellectual disabilities a camp. I thought mm-hmm. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
And boy, as you've well documented, it is so needed for everyone.
So come, and anybody can come, as Rob mentioned, you can volunteer full-time for the entire week, or you can come as a part-time volunteer. As I mentioned, I'm typically full-time, but this year I will be part-time.
I was going to say, you're a part-time volunteer
I'm
this
part-time
year, which
this
doesn't
year.
Seem right to say
it
that.
It doesn't seem
no.
right, but I wasn't going to go at all, but I decided I could go the first half and still get back in time to do what I need to do to prepare for a trip. So we encourage you to come visit. We encourage you to volunteer full-time or part-time. That is something that can be done. We just want people to get involved and to see what we're doing for these individuals.
Vicki, over the years that you've been doing it, you've made some pretty deep connections.
Yes.
And friendships with people.
Absolutely. I mean, I consider staff family.
Yeah.
We connect in that way. And the campers, we communicate via letter, email, mm-hmm. Facebook. So, yes, the connections that you make at camp are long-lasting.
Yeah.
There may be listeners who know a potential camper out there whose family or caregiver has never heard of Camp Rainbow. If that's the case, we encourage you to go to the website, learn about it, contact the staff, and it may be possible that they could be included. I think we're full this year.
We're still taking applications. The cutoff has passed, but
we always have a few spots that we reserve for newcomers. So if somebody has just learned about it and wants to get in, it's possible you could still.
It's possible. I would say go ahead and go to the website and fill out an application, and we'll see if we have space to take you. I would not do it. I would definitely do it.
Or you may know somebody who financially would like to get involved with something like
absolutely.
This.
Well,
and that's another
certainly
another
hope
area.
That's the case, yeah.
You
area
can
too.
Also contact anybody who is interested in participating in the yard sale and have questions. The email and the person you need to contact is Amanda Croke, C-R-O-K-E, and her email is Amanda Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, 2089@gmail.com. She will answer all questions and give you any information you need regarding the yard
Despite sale. Her last name, she's alive and well.
And the yard sale, again, is at Fredericksburg United Methodist on May the 30th. From a 7.
Saturday, May 30th, yes.
Till
correct.
7 in the morning till
about
deep
3.
Into the afternoon.
Absolutely.
Vicki Butler, Rob Billingsley here this morning, Camp Rainbow Connection. One final break and we'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Vicki Butler, Rob Billingsley here this morning. Camp Rainbow Connection is what we're talking about. CRCVA.org, the website, great website that will give you all kinds of information. And again, the United Methodist Church involved in the creation, in the running of a lot of this, but you don't have to be a United Methodist to get involved. And financially, everybody's welcome, and volunteers are welcome, and
absolutely,
it's good stuff. I must mention that for those that need to know, because I know these technical things with Rotary. Rob is wearing his Rappahannock Rotary shirt on this morning.
We do a lot of significant activities in the community. I'm wearing my shirt because as soon as I leave here, I'm going to head out to Spotsy, where a group of us every Friday morning meet to pick up donated food items from several area grocery stores for a food pantry that was started out there by a group of Baptist churches, and that's always been a lot of fun. So I'm heading there right after this event.
You are very involved in the community, you and Rotary, the great things that the Rappahannock Rotary does. Again, Camp Rainbow Connection, week-long camp for adults with intellectual disabilities. And as I looked into this, I thought there's nothing like this. And just hearing you two talk, there's nothing like this.
No. And I would be remiss if I did not mention our director, our executive director, Stacy Roberts Weilbach, who's newly married and about to be a new mom. She will be taking maternity leave, so she will not be at camp. And I think she's as sick about it as we are, but we will forge ahead and do our jobs. We know what to do, and this will be a great year.
This is really, as we talk about a camp, it's really a camp, because you were just talking in the last break about how you've got a camp picture. And you do everything that a camp does.
We do it all. We try to, but they leave with memories that they can hold. All the things that they make in arts and crafts, they get to take home. So it truly does. We try to encompass everything.
And it's for anybody can be a volunteer. I mean, Vicki, you mentioned that, and you both have family connections that mm-hmm. made you want to get involved, and professionally with what you did. But anybody can do this.
Anybody who has an interest, and as I said, come visit, see if it's something you think you want to be involved with. You can volunteer for a day. You can come and just volunteer for a day and rotate through classes and see which one appeals to you. So we welcome anyone in the community to come.
Absolutely.
CRCVAgain.org. CRCVA.org is the website. It's at Richard Bland College in Petersburg, and will be in July this year. The Great Treasure Hunt is the
theme for this
our
year.
Theme.
Yep. This year. And no, you two have done a great job of selling what this is all about, and it really is. It helps families. It helps the campers. And as you both have said, and they can tell, it has helped you. I mean, you've
absolutely. I am definitely. I've always been passionate about this population, but just the connection, the people connection, the community connection, the feeling of family. There's no other way. I always say I can't describe camp. You got to come see it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Did you ever think when you first got involved in this that you would be all these years later?
You'd be talking
on the radio about it.
I never dreamed. I didn't even know.
I had some misgivings last year before I went. Would this be something I would really enjoy? Yeah. Would I really be able to bond with my buddy at camp? It was just a tremendous experience. There was no question before the week was over that my wife and I would both come back again.
And the campers were asking, is Rob coming back? Is Rob coming
back?
Oh,
I would want that. You know that too. I want Rob. I want.
That may be because they were deciding whether to come back or not. And it might have dissuaded them. Might have dissuaded them about camp if they knew that I was coming back.
But that is.
So we tried to keep it secret that I'd be back.
That is a great point, though. Even if you feel a little bit hesitant, that's natural to feel
sure.
that way.
Oh, and absolutely.
You came back and are energetic about it.
And yep. All new volunteers get mentors. So mentors are there to answer any questions before camp and while at camp.
CRCVA.org. Get involved as a volunteer. Get involved financially. Rob Billingsley, Vicki Butler, thank you both.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for what you're doing for the community. That is it. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.